Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
New listeners can simply go into the archives of our podcast up at InfoWars.com or go to YouTube or PrisonPlanet.tv that I've been telling you in the last few years that things are just going to accelerate. They're going to get crazier and crazier with technological development, with economic crises, but also with amazing opportunities for liberty. And that we're going to see wars and rumors of wars. And now think about the amount of crazy news a day. It's more than we would see in a year a decade ago. And if you study history and project in with future trends, moving towards what the establishment calls the singularity, you will see more change in a week, in say a decade from now, than we've already seen in the last 10 years. And so it's all just going to get more and more insane. North Korea to launch missile tomorrow after warning foreigners to evacuate the South. Unprecedented to say we're going to attack you. There's going to be explosions in South Korea, Japan, and the West Coast, and Austin. He has atomic weapons. Our government helped give it to his father in the mid-90s with ABB and Donald Rumsfeld. And it's just unprecedented. Absolutely unprecedented, the things that are going on in our world. Meanwhile, up on InfoWars.com, Big Sis testing drones that can detect guns in America. We showed some of their training videos a month ago, and people said, oh, it can't be true. Now they officially are preparing with Homeland Security drones to fly around and detect American gun owners. And they've got a local Oklahoma news channel telling you, don't worry, we come in peace. Don't run, we are your friends. You know how that ends in Mars Attacks or at Waco. Continuing, Obama demands vote on Second Amendment during Hartford's speech. And I've got Nimmo doing another article right now. Obama has been caught in a gigantic, humongous lie, saying that 90% of people support more gun control when there is no poll showing that. Even the fake CBS polls and Gallup polls and public policy polls and stuff show 50% or less. In fact, here's some of the headlines. NPR, The Hill, you name it. Polls, support for new gun control drops by double-digit margins. Here's another one. NRA winning the influence battle over gun control. Forbes. With the actual data mining, it shows it's backfired on them, the opposite of actually getting people on board. What a spectacle, Obama using those dead kids and rolling out the parents, saying, America, it's your fault this happened. Restrict your guns. No, parents, you took your children to a government training center, advertised as a mass shooting facility, and you're the ones, globalists and supporters of it, that are supporting all the mentally ill people on the psychotropics. In almost every case, they're on them. And then you want to point at me in my life with no criminal record in areas with crime rates incredibly low compared to areas where they've restricted guns and lecture me with a bunch of guilt that I better get on with your agenda or I'm a bad person. It's like, go along with socialist health care or you're a racist. Well, I'm a racist then. You got to call the bluff of the politically correct people because they're not really politically correct. They're not really liberals. They're cold-bloodedly using these tragedies and using these poor parents. So, obviously, it should be back on the government. Why have you made schools gun-free zones? Because bad guys are going to bring guns wherever they want anyways. Why haven't you armed the teachers? Why haven't you? No, no. Instead, you want all of us disarmed to make the whole country a gun-free zone so the criminal government and the mercenaries and your criminal friends can rape and pillage and rob us. Well, I got news for you, you collectivist dirtbags. Our kids belong to us. Our guns belong to us. We see who you are, you tyrants. Go ahead and stage your terror attacks and try to blame it on us. We know you're the terrorist scumbags, okay? We see you. We know who you are, criminal mafia.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984. In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know where you got to go now if you want to escape the incredible tyranny of the United States? You got to flee to Cuba. They've got surveillance footage from the dock in Tampa, Florida, where they believe Michael Haken and his wife with their two children that they kidnapped. Why he's supposedly the Air Force veteran, engineer, his wife an engineer, no criminal record, got caught with a bowl of marijuana in Louisiana. So they took his kids, and a year later he was tired of it, so he went and got them back. And I was just watching CNN. They're all breathless. Oh, he ran to Cuba with the kidnapped children, and they're all got real serious faces. There's nothing worse than a family. Now, if you drone strike a whole village to kill one guy, that's peace prize. But I'm telling you, a dad and a mother standing up to the state with their kids, I mean, there is nothing worse. And the reporters just all looked extremely freaked out on CNN during the break, right before we went live here. They were, this is just terrible. These anti-government people are despicable. Why, they don't believe the state owns the children, and they don't believe we should be able to put hundreds of vaccines in them, and they don't like America being run by a foreign New World Order. And worst of all, they had an InfoWars.com bumper sticker on their house. It is just absolutely horrible. In fact, I think they have a clip of it here in a moment for TV viewers that are watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv. When it cuts the reporters, they just have this look on their face like it is just the end of the world. All right, moving along here, ladies and gentlemen. Again, Kibbs abducted in Florida. custody case taken to Cuba. So there you go. A Florida couple suspected of kidnapping their two sons from the woman's parents in Tampa have fled by boat to Cuba, according to Florida authorities, not servants. The boys have been living since last year with their maternal grandparents, who were granted permanent custody a week ago. The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office alleges that Michael Haken, and it goes on from there. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine that they've gone to Cuba, who has no extradition? Well, and he reportedly bought a boat, planned the whole thing. Nothing more despicable than a family and a father. Only thing, the state is your father. The state, when it was Stalin or Hitler, it's your father. And I agree with MSNBC. There is no private children. They belong to the state. And we've got a FEMA Corps, and we've got clergy response teams, state-run churches. That's a great sign of a free country. That doesn't violate the First Amendment. Of course it does. Just incredible to have that type of stuff going on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into Obama pimping out the dead children of Connecticut, saying, hey, you know, do this for the families, restrict your guns. And this is what 90% of Americans want, a total and complete lie. We're going to break that down here in just a moment. And I was driving home last night at about 8 o'clock. At about 8 o'clock, listening to MSNBC, no, it was CNBC on XM, monitoring globalist propaganda, and I was listening, and they said, coming up next, the president in Newtown, Connecticut, and then flying the families back for a rally in D.C., but what did the pro-gun people do? They snub the parents. And the commentator goes, oh, come on, you didn't do that. And then they cut to Obama. I mean, just unbelievable. Foreign banks have captured the federal government, most of the states. They're taking $85 billion a month of your taxpayer money and giving it to foreign banks and telling Congress who gets it specifically a secret. They are erecting all sorts of police state systems, FEMA camps, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. These are all declassified. They are training. Fox News, headline, Christians listed as extremists next to Al-Qaeda. Catholics, evangelicals. What's wrong with evangelicals? They've called for turning our guns in, and they were in the news today saying total amnesty, total open borders. Well, that isn't enough. You are a terrorist. I mean, this is the over-the-top stuff. Imagine people had gotten a time machine from the 1950s. And teleported here and turned on MSNBC, where they're saying, fathers are bad, the state runs your children, five-year-olds need to be taught how to masturbate in school, the borders need to be open, it's your fault somebody went to a gun-free zone and killed people, we're bringing in world government, there are no drones, but we're launching drones. I mean, this is the type of craziness. We have an article up at Infowars.com right now. Look at these headlines. Big Sis testing drones that can detect guns. Big Sis testing drones that can detect guns. And this is officially Homeland Security with a training center in Oklahoma with the Department of Defense training to detect guns. And it's part of the governor's council there in the state to launch these vehicles. Obama demands a vote on Second Amendment during Hartford speech. Police confiscate man's guns over son's water pistol threat. Reportedly, bullies were beating up the kids, so they joked around and said, we ought to get our water guns and squirt them. So the dad had his guns taken because his 10-year-old allegedly said that. No judge, no jury, no nothing. The guns are locked up in a safe. It's up there in Long Island. But that wasn't enough. And the police, the father said, when do I get my guns back? He goes, well, your son's 10. When he's 18, if we come to a home inspection and prove he's moved out, but he's not allowed in your house either, then you can have your guns back. No judge, no jury, no warrant, no nothing, just martial law. And that's what Knock and Talk's been under federal grants for 15 years, from Dallas, Texas to Boston, Massachusetts. The police come to your house and say, knock, knock, in nice neighborhoods, by the way, because they can do it there, they can do it anywhere. We'd like to come in and inspect your firearms. And I've played newscast here in Boston where they actually force their way in without warrants, just door to door. And that's what gun buybacks are for. The image on the news of people handing guns in. It's all part of the conditioning. And all the Hollywood movies where they show, oh my gosh, this guy's got a gun in his house. You know, the cops break into the house without a warrant because they got to save the kids. They find little kids, you know, dead in the basement. Look at this guy. He's an NRA member. There's nothing worse than those scum. They'll show an NRA sticker on the wall. That's an actual TV show I covered years ago. And they'll go, yeah, it's just despicable. He's got illegal guns. And he'll show a shotgun, which isn't even illegal except in New York or Chicago in the cities. But again, it's just put out there, guns are illegal, guns are illegal. It's like guns are the new N-word or something. This is all part of the political correctness. Yeah, there it is. Washington gun bill includes police searches without warrants. Boom. Seattle Post-Intelligencer reported on that a few weeks ago. They're not playing games. They're not playing games. And then, of course, the big news of the day, ladies and gentlemen, North Korea to launch missile tomorrow after warning foreigners to evacuate the South. I want to comment on this at the bottom of the hour. But right now, let's start analyzing the incredible lies of Obama flying the Newtown families around. And on every news channel, you've heard it, you've seen it. If you care about the families, let's have sensible, reasonable gun registration, confiscation, and make most gun owners felons. And that's what it really does. But this is something 90% of people support. Just give us a vote. Just do the right thing. And then Obama tears up, and the BBC headline is, it gets personal for president because he cares about the kids. Yeah, he signs drone death orders where they'll kill hundreds of innocent people to, quote, get one bad guy. Or they'll put al-Qaeda in Libya or Syria to murder the Christians en masse, our government. And then, the Newtown kids, they take them, put them in our face, tell us their names, who they were. I heard an ad this morning on the radio, Bloomberg paid for locally, going, I dropped Billy off and watched him go around the corner. And he never came back, all because of the guns. Won't you just turn your guns in for my son? Why'd you do it to him, gun owners? Well, listen, I didn't kill your kids. The federal government made the schools gun-free zones. You advertised them as the place for every crazy to go. And I'll tell you right now, it's open and shut. It's a government operation at the movie theater. No doubt. DARPA involved, all of it. Guy was on 7 drugs, total patsy. Witnesses saying he was under mind control when he came off the drugs. Now they've drugged him for court to make him tell the truth that he did it. Truth serum just makes you say what they want you to say. They can put me on it and roll me out and, you know, say I'm Puff the Magic Dragon that lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Bumblebee. I mean, this is the type of stuff they're doing. And I'm going to tell you, New Haven, Sandy Hook, it's got inside job written all over it. You look at Harris and Klebold and all of these events. I mean, you know, the parents are always working for DARPA. The kids are always on psychotropics. The kids are always making films for the school, how they're going to kill everybody. So you can arrest people or kick them out of school with bubble guns or paintballs. And every day I see articles where people drive by and see kids with orange and green Nerf guns out front their houses having a Nerf war and the SWAT team's called. And they do it on purpose to create the image to literally brainwash the public that guns are dirty, guns are bad. This is pure authoritarianism. And by the way, it's bipartisan. They're moving on gutting the borders. They're bringing in the government-run health care written by insurance companies to bankrupt health care and double prices. They are bankrupting the country. They've got tens of millions more going on food stamps. Over 101 million people are out of the workforce now. America is imploding into a depression. But because of industrialization, the government's going to have enough baubles to hand out to get the dependent people on the dole to then go vote to take our guns and take our property and take our free speech and take our children. Just have an attention span out there. If the globalists are able to take over, those of you that support this and feel like you're part of the system, useful idiot fools, remember why your life falls apart. Ladies and gentlemen, this is part of a globalist offensive. They're moving on all fronts. That's why they've got the Catholic Church, the Protestant Church is saying turn your guns in. Everything's happening now. They're moving on all fronts.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, so Obama quotes some university poll, government-funded poll, that no other polls show that 90% of people support, quote, background checks that are really registration for confiscation. Criminals go out and get their guns regardless. Mentally ill people are just going to steal them like Adam Lanza did, if you even believe he's not a total patsy. And so this argument of, oh, we just want sensible control. You mean a total ban like New York or Chicago, unless you're inside the mafia and then you get one of those special permits that hardly anybody can get? This is about a monopoly of power. What's the first thing a criminal does when they come in a bank? They say, put your hands up and put any weapons you've got on the floor. I'm not playing around. I'll blow your head off. What do they say? Turn your guns in or killers will blow your head off. There's killers everywhere. They're going to come kill everybody at your schools that we made gun-free zones. Nobody points out the elephant in the room. The government did this. They put people on the psychotropics. They created the zombie society. They pushed it, and they advertise. In fact, I can't believe there haven't been more real school shootings after them hyping this like it's the end of the world. They're using terrorism to hold us hostage. And so Obama gets up and says, hey, give us a vote. 90% want this, implying gun control. When the poll they did of university, you know, minions, it's like all the climate gate garbage, was like, do you think we should keep guns out of the hands of criminals and have a universal background check? Oh, yes, I do. You know, polling people like the Democratic state rep who says we've got to ban clips because after you use them, you throw them away. They're only good to use once. You see, you've got the globalists that know they've got a public. You've got two different publics. You've got a public that's awake and aware, and then you've got the public that literally are as dumb as the day is long, the most gullible, soft, stupid, pathetic, on the government dole. And I don't just mean welfare people. I mean all the government types. You know them. You've run into them. These people couldn't find their butts with both hands. And they are so pathetic, the code enforcers and all of them. They love to come and get in your face and dominate you. I've been around these people where they're getting off on getting in your space and getting off on trying to freak you out because they're pathetic, nobody, weak cowards. And it's pathetic that we let scum like this run our lives. And then meanwhile, they say, we've got to take your rights because of Al-Qaeda when NATO runs Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. It's all a giant hoax. And coming up, remember all the articles last year saying, oh, InfoWars is lying. DrudgeReport.com is lying. There's no domestic drones when we had all the local articles. And now they're back doing it again, but they just tell their followers, there's no death panels. There's no 2 billion bullets. There's no drone, sweetie pie. The clips, you throw those away after you use them. And the children were kidnapped by a bad man and a bad woman, their parents, and taken to run to Cuba. You got to run to Cuba. You got to run to another tyranny now. I don't think they... I guess they've already re-educated everybody in Cuba, so there's no need to take people from their parents. Or I guess Latin Americans won't put up with that. You know, that's why communism has never flown. It's been able to take over, but it never can kill millions of people. It can never totally set up the Chinese or Soviet-style tyranny. Because the Latin Americans love their kids too much and just won't let the state take them. I mean, they've got Stalinistic, you know, youth brigades in North Korea and places, but and they've got some youth brigades in Cuba. They've got some youth brigades under Chavez. But it never really gets super nasty where they're just taking good families' kids en masse. I guess that's kind of a Latin American thing. Tony Montana, no women, no kids. But see, not Obama. He'll kill women and kids all day long using Al-Qaeda. And then it's cute and it's funny and it's for the children. And to see this lying opportunist that works for foreign banks, who's bankrupting the country, $85 billion a month of foreign banks, butchering everything, shutting down our power plants, shutting down our factories, paying to ship General Motors to China, just shutting our country down. Hardcore agent of the globalist, and then up there with families going, it's for these families, 90% of us want it, let us have a vote in the Senate. And let me tell you, they keep saying, we can't let this happen one more time. We can't let this happen one more time. We can't let this happen one more time. Every time there's a shooting, they'll go, see what you did not turning your guns in. And there's no logic of, oh, Chicago has the highest crime rate in the world and have taken the people's guns. There's never, why'd you make it a gun-free zone? It's always, you did it. You killed the kids. Bloomberg says, I got to make billions of dollars out of the fraudulent derivatives market. It's just a total globalist New World Order up there saying what you're going to drink, what you're going to eat, what you're going to do, while the CPS of New York under him takes mainly black kids and tests drugs and pesticides on them till they die.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is pure authoritarianism, where a father in Long Island, his 10-year-old reportedly was beat up by some older kids, so they joked about, hey, we ought to get water guns and squirt them. So the police came and interrogated everybody, and they said, yeah, we talked about having a water gun fight. And so they admit it's over a water gun, so they go back to the guy's house, the father, and they confiscate his firearms. No judge, no jury, no order, no nothing. Just like they're now announcing they're already raiding federal pension funds. And they're going to raid all the local funds. And all these fools out there who work for the system, we're going to lose everything because you went along with this. And the general public as well. The main reason this is all happening is the general public is on party time. People want to work at their job. They want to go home and watch television and get drunk or take drugs or play video games all day. There's a mass narcissism upon the general population as well, where people are just very, very shallow and very, very scared. Now, there is a large portion of people across the political spectrum who are aware, who are upset, who are informed, and if you read a Homeland Security manual, none of it has to do, and they're all public, there's new ones out this week, none of it is about Al-Qaeda, none of it is about Muslim extremists, which they set all this up on the auspices of. And I told you, I said, this is going to be for constitutionalists, this is going to be for anti-globalists, because this is a globalist takeover. I know who the globalists have always targeted. I know who stands in their way. They've ratified the UN treaty at the UN. Now they want the Senate to ratify it. And they're setting it up where, all right, there's one more school shooting. It's your fault. Oh, there was another school shooting. See, America wins enough, enough. And that's why Bloomberg and Feinstein and Michael Moore have all said there'll be more shootings and we're going to get your guns. And they've also bragged, the head of the Violence Policy Center, hey, we've got your kids. They said this to me in the news, you know, in a response in the local paper 13 years ago. They said, it doesn't matter what Mr. Jones does coming to all our rallies and bullhorning us. It doesn't matter what bribery he catches at the Capitol. It doesn't matter what he does. We've got your kids, was the quote. We've got your kids. We've got your kids. I mean, just creepy off the chart. They want to destroy and break the human cycle forever and then make us literally slaves. That's what slavery is to break up the family. That's the heart of it, because they want your allegiance to them. They want to be in full control because they crave it. And they are using the poor, dead children. Here is Obama's speech yesterday, an excerpt of it, saying 90% support this legislation. And they use, no other poll shows it. Poll, support for new gun control drops by double-digit margins at Sandy Hook. A CBS poll, only 47% believe they should be stricter. And you know those are push polls. More like 25% is the numbers I've got. NPR ran a poll, showed the same numbers. But see, they don't care. They don't care. They sit there and they say, 90% want this, and we're a democracy, and so it's time to turn in the guns. Well, we're not a democracy, and I get people that say, well, it's about the people. When we have foreign oligarchs, foreign megabanks running us, you can argue, well, let's be a democracy, let's run things. No. You've got a dumbed-down mass of people that in emotional moments, they can say, hey, let's take all the guns and the 51% vote for it, or the electronic voting machines say so. Then all of the other 49% have got to turn their guns in. Under a democracy, you could say 51% say make all Native Americans report to be executed. And then they'd have to report to be executed because the majority said so. And even though we were a republic, we followed the democracy idea because you already had indentured servants and white slaves by another name, so why not have black slaves? So it's like, well, they're two-thirds human, and you know, so they don't get their rights of a republic. And plus, it's a democracy. Now, under the republic and people reading the rules of the republic, Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, the idea of the republic was then more and more fully expressed and used as a template of liberty worldwide. That's why it's run down. The Constitution and Bill of Rights haven't failed. We have failed to enforce it. We have failed to breathe life into it. And so Obama says, hey, we're a democracy. The majority of people want these measures passed, which he calls reasonable, which are arresting people with over 10-round mags, banning most semi-autos, registering all the other guns, and not letting you transfer guns to friends and family. I mean, they've taken the guns everywhere else they're in control. That needs to be the message. Everywhere you're in control, you use these arguments to register and then confiscate. And everywhere you're in control in America, you've totally taken the guns. Shut up, liars, and stop lying to me. And stop pinning those dead kids on me when you made it the gun-free zone and you advertised it for the place for your Prozac heads to go kill people. You shouldn't be. Hey, be reasonable. Don't blame me for that. Crimes dropped 49% because of gun ownership going up. Why are you blaming us? Man, you're stupid. They're not stupid. They're the most mechanized, organized, formed foreign banking cartel that's completely above the law and pays zero taxes and is shutting everything down in the West and transferring it to Europe. And then from Europe, they're transferring it over to Asia, and the people aren't even getting the benefits there. Mass suicides, forced abortions, suicide nets, mobile execution vans, hell on earth, race to the bottom that Ross Perot warned us about. There's going to be a giant second sound. The average American industrial worker is making about $30 an hour, Larry. Now, we've got lower wages than Canada, and we've lowered them. Mexico, the average industrial worker is about a dollar an hour, Larry. You're going to see our wages within just a year after this is implemented go down to about $15, Larry. That's a cut of half, Larry. You can go watch the Ross Perot-Al Gore debates from CNN on YouTube. Last time I checked, they're up there. Both debates. And he's getting so mad. He's going, listen, this isn't about competitiveness. You cannot compete with no environmental standards and no regulations that are put on us. You will see the deindustrialization. And once studies show, Larry, be quiet, Gore, I'm trying to talk, this is my time. The studies show that once you lose an industrial base, it does not come back. And it's not going to raise up China and Mexico, Larry. It's going to lower them down as well. And Al Gore would go, this is a good deal, Larry. And the media would laugh at Ross Perot. See, because they go after the sheeple where they'll put a laugh track, you know, on the comedy shows. Let's laugh at Ross Perot. You're laughing now, aren't you? Let's laugh at people that warned you about government-run health care, how it would butcher the economy, shut down everything, double the rates, written by insurance companies. If you make people buy something, what's going to happen? They can raise the price stratospherically while debasing the quality of the product. That's why North Korea can't produce an automobile. I mean, this is 101 fact. I mean, this is like going into the doctor and they go, you've got lung cancer, and if we remove the polyp, you've got a 90% operability, you're going to live. But that cancer within 6 months kills 99% of people that get it. Here's the name of it. You got to cut it out right now. And I'm here going, folks, we got to cut this out right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. This isn't just socialist taking over. France has got a 75% tax rate across the board on anybody working, and now they've got a 75% tax rate on top of whatever you keep after that. So you got 25% left, and then 75% of 25, what, you keep 5%? Or is it even less than that? What's the math? 75% tax, I mean, and then it comes out that all the ruling class and the Rothschilds and all the elite aren't paying the taxes and are exempt just like EU bureaucrats and have Swiss bank accounts. Here's the headline. French politicians rush to reveal their assets. French president struggles in tax crisis. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a mafia system that started in France. It's called the Jacobins, who were the Illuminati. If you want to know their goals, research the French Revolution. The overthrow of the family. Have you heard of this before? A 9-day work week, changing the seasons. They want to play God. They talk about trampling and being trampled, being the priest of power, ripping people's teeth out with pliers. Blood, death, murder, red terror, red terror, red terror, red terror, red terror, 1800, red terror. It didn't start with Lenin, another Jacobin. Red terror. Red terror, red rum, red rum. Here's Johnny. You turn these people loose, ladies and gentlemen. This is not socialism. This is not communism. Those are all just names. This is authoritarian power tripism. This is mad dogs turned loose. Let's go to Obama. Pimping the dead kids. Pimping the, and there's some parents involved at Sandy Hook around who are saying they're pro-gun, but you'll never see them on the local news. They're on the local city council testifying. You'll see him up there with President Obama saying, you're to blame for what happened. Isn't that the collectivist model? Your kid talked about a water gun, your guns turned in. That story's up on drudgereport.com on the left-hand side right now. Let's go ahead and go to the Club of Obama. Here he is last night.
There's only one thing that can stand in the way of change that just about everybody agrees on, and that's politics in Washington. You would think that with those numbers, Congress would rush to make this happen. That's what you would think.
Total treason, trying to overthrow our republic.
If our democracy is working the way it's supposed to,
we're a republic,
and 90% of the American people agree on something, in the wake of a tragedy, you'd think this would not be a heavy lift.
He spends $1 million a night in hotels.
And yet some folks back in Washington are already floating the idea that they may use political stunts to prevent votes.
These people are openly criminal.
Reforms.
You have to understand, they know they're criminal.
Think about that.
Remember Gibbs said he was supposed to lie about drones?
They're not just saying they'll vote no on ideas that almost all Americans support. They're saying they'll do everything they can to even prevent any votes on these provisions.
Yeah, sorry.
They're saying your opinion doesn't matter.
You get enough illegal aliens here to vote, take my gun?
That's not right.
Bill of Rights says you can't do it.
That is not right.
That is not right? The fact that you're a Peace Prize winner is not right. The fact that you signed the NDAA to secretly arrest us. The fact that you're buying 2 billion bullets. Look, it looks like Hitler or Mao Zedong up there. Let me tell you, he's got enough idiots, folks. He'll take over.
We need a vote.
Look at them all smiling. They hate gun owners. This isn't about dead kids. It's about their takeover, their collectivism. All those bureaucrats, all those federal workers.
No.
The federal family. They're all going to have their future stolen,
too. I've
also
heard some in the Washington press suggest that what happens to gun violence legislation in Congress this week will either be a political victory or defeat for me.
Oh, he's so hurt.
Connecticut, this is not about me.
This is about overthrowing America.
This is not about politics.
This is about the UN treaty.
This is about doing the right thing for all the families who are here that have been torn apart by gun
violence.
This
is about eugenics.
It's about them and all the families going forward.
That's right. So if you don't do whatever he says, you're against the families.
That's what it's about. It's about the law enforcement officials putting their lives at risk.
Oh, let's hit pause.
That's what this is about.
Hit pause. Yeah, yeah. Back that up 10 seconds. It's about the families, and it's about the armed police and the collaborator police from all over the country traveling up there like ghouls to say, you turn your guns in or you're with the criminals. That's the quote of our local police chief. You go along with this initiative or you're with the criminals. You're with, you know what? I'm not with the criminals. Barack Obama's with the foreign banks that hijacked this country. And you're with them. And we see you. And we know who you are. And we know what you're doing. And we've already voted with hundreds of millions of guns bought the last 4 years. 70 million background checks the last 2 years. 70 million plus. We've already voted. You see the ammo all bought up. We've already voted. We know we've already voted. We're speaking out. We're not just bunkered down. We've prepared a defense, but we're on the offense. And we know you're on the offense with your world government. You can have the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL come out and say none of this exists. But you know what? The newest Army training manual of how to take on Christians, all Catholics are listed as terrorists. And evangelicals are listed as terrorists. They list them with Al-Qaeda. Period. You people are the flaming weirdo authoritarians saying openly, your kids belong to the state. We're going to give your kids shots and abortions without asking you. Jocelyn Elders, up there like a weirdo in those hearings where she starts shuffling back and forth going, it's good to do it, to teach the kindergartners how to do it. You help them reach down, reach down. I mean, it's all about reaching down at the TSA. Let me tell you, you want to know how dangerous government is? The state police of Texas, the commandant, the head of the state police, and backed his regional boss when they defended in Dallas, pulling two women over with the same glove and going inside both of their orifices. Four orifices of the two sisters with a filthy glove, cramming their hand into them. I'm sorry to talk like this in America. And the police came out and said, we do this all the time. This is what we do now. And the public flipped out, and people said, well, I'm going to have to resist that. And so they backed off, and the grand juries indicted them. You see, that's how tyranny works. You just start saying, yes, 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 yes. Oh, they're the authorities. Let's respect the authorities, like Obama just said. And the law enforcement professionals that have got their lives on the line every day. 49% drop in crime everywhere there's proliferation of guns. The most dangerous place in America for police is in Chicago, where you and your mafia run things, you mafia dirtbag. Go back to Obama.
Families going forward so we can prevent this from happening again.
Yeah, your black ops probably get it, bud. We know they
get
it. About
the law enforcement officials putting their lives at risk.
Oh, yeah.
That's what this is about.
Oh, yeah.
It's not about politics.
Always down the street eating a hamburger when everybody's getting shot up at school, locked up, taught to curl up in a ball so you can get a higher death count.
This is not about politics.
Oh, no. It's not about politics. It's about what a weird, twisted CIA freak Rockefeller front you've been since birth.
This is about these families and families all across the country.
Uh-huh. They think
that clips
are disposable. We're saying
let's make it a little harder for our kids to get gunned down.
Our kids to get gunned down.
When I said in my State of the Union address that these proposals deserve a vote, that families of Newtown and Aurora,
they had to get
Tucson,
the guns now because they know we're rising. And so they're putting everything they've got. This is the full enemy. This is the Battle of the Bulge. They're launching their Nazi counteroffensive because we're kicking their butt. That's enough. Get that traitor off there. Get him off there. That's not our president. That's a foreign New World Order collaborator, Vichy French agent.
Devastating events like earthquakes, tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, or the threat of martial law have highlighted the need for Americans to prepare for emergencies. As a result, millions are stockpiling food, gold, and weapons. But how will these items help if you or one of your loved ones becomes ill? Supernatural Silver is the ultimate tool to prepare you for a medical emergency. Supernatural Silver is a natural antibiotic that is uniquely effective against bacteria, viruses, mold, and fungus, and is remarkable for wound care. Taken internally or used topically, it can help keep you safe from deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver has over 500 different uses and a long-term shelf life, making it the number one choice of preppers across the country. To find out how this amazing new technology can help you be prepared, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PREPARED for 20% off your entire order and like us on Facebook.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
I know that I am ranting and raving about the unprecedented mega tyranny that our society is going under. And it's because, again, it's not a boss hog takeover. It's not just some corrupt guys that want to run things and be in charge and steal a bunch of money. It's global empire by a eugenicist death cult whose propaganda is everywhere. I saw a Costco magazine last night. It's like 80 pages thick for Costco customers, and it was Bill and Melinda Gates, chairman, on the front, and all how much he loves people. And I looked him up. He's on the board of Costco, bringing everything in from China. And the whole magazine was like anti-human, eugenics, but how much they love the kids and how they want to give them the shots. And then you look at the whole background of that. Everything they're doing is the opposite of what they say they're doing. And I just thought about the gullible public reading this and believing it, how childlike they are. How they have absolutely no idea what's coming down on them. We've got a family coming on, the founding lead singer of Anthrax, and he and his wife are very well known. I've been speaking out against what autism is, what the shots have done with autism. That's going to be coming up later in the next hour. And we're going to get into a whole other area of news as well. Big Sis testing drones that can detect guns. We're going to get into that. They're running new ads with the Newtown people saying that, hey, we need to restrict the Second Amendment for our children. We're going to be getting into all of that information. And we're also going to be breaking down the incredible North Korea developments. North Korea to launch missile tomorrow after warning foreigners to evacuate the South. That is just unprecedented. And saying prepare for big explosions. You know, we're aiming missiles at you. Prepare for explosions. That's an open threat. And again, it's some whacked out, crazy government on a power trip that's angry that a country south of it had more freedom. And so is the fastest growing country in the world and has seen the biggest increase in wealth. But see, we're not going in the direction of South Korea. We're going in the direction of North Korea, all because we let a bunch of freaks boss us around. So sick of it. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, everything we promote at InfoWarsStore.com has been well-researched and has the best prices, whether it's ProPure water filtration systems with promo code WATER. You can get 10% off on the gravity-fed stainless steel systems that annihilate the competition. You can also get the Survival Seed Vault that is the best deal we found with the highest quality heirloom non-hybrid seeds at the lowest price. We have the Survival Seed Vault. Again, available up at InfoWarsStore.com. And when you purchase and buy from the Patriots, from the good guys, you fund the overall resistance. Because make no mistake, you see me charging in 110% here in this fight. I'm not playing it safe here. Because there's no future if we don't double and triple down. Again, this is a hardcore, virulent government cancer we've got. Okay? And they're sickening, degenerate liars that brag how they lie to us. Obama is not a liberal. I'm not for the establishment Republicans if you're a new listener. For heaven's sake, realize how much danger we're in. Obama raised taxes in many different ways, payroll, you name it, on the poorest Americans. He's a front man because he's liberal on the surface. They know they can sell a bunch of their garbage. So Americans have to use their energy, their word of mouth, their money to support the real alternative news today. And that's where InfoWars.com, the nightly news. You can subscribe, see the nightly news, see video of the daytime radio show, 11 memberships for $5.95 a month to get one master membership and share it. PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm hosting the nightly news again tonight. I'm doing it all week. And the Survival Seed Vault, garden in a can, the lowest price out there, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the next hour.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. travel. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.